Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So today is Friday, February 25th, 2022. And Jessica, what's going on this week?
One of the biggest community events of the year is coming up in just a few days. It is the O'Fallon Women's Club Empty Bowl Lunch, and it raises over $10,000 each year for the food pantry. For listeners who have never been, I want to paint a picture of what to expect because it is quite the event with well over 1,000 people attending most years. So here's how it goes. You pay a $10 entry fee, and 100% of that money goes to the O'Fallon Food Pantry. You can purchase the tickets beforehand from any Women's Club member or at Wolfersberger Funeral Home, or you can just show up the day of and buy your ticket at the door. And then starting at 11 a.m., when you walk into Gateway Classic Cars, it is wall-to-wall tables with restaurants and community groups that have made tons of soups. I want to say in years past, they've had up to like 27 different varieties of soup.
Yeah.
It's quite impressive. You walk around and the tables have samples so you can try soups before you decide which one you want. Your $10 ticket includes a bowl of soup, a bottle of water, and a handcrafted keepsake bowl. And what I love about this event is it is truly a community event. So you have local businesses, community organizations, and restaurants that provide the soup, bread, and water. Other organizations volunteer their labor, they sell tickets or donate supplies. And then school kids from local schools, including OTHS, Althoff, Notre Dame, St. Louis High School, they all make the bowls. But the Women's Club also receives bowls from the Creative Center at Scott Air Force Base. And then some local youth groups and scouting troops also contribute bowls.
Neat.
And as the Women's Club receives these bowls, they take them to Creative Clay, which is a small business in downtown O'Fallon, and the bowls get sanded down, glazed, and fired. And that's a lot of work because most years they usually receive over 1,000 bowls.
Wow, this really does involve so many community groups.
It does. And this keepsake bowl that everybody gets is meant to be sort of a tangible reminder of those in our community who may be going without right now. On average, this event raises about $10,000 a year, although pre-COVID, one year they had raised $13,000.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive. In many years, this is the single largest donation that the food pantry receives, and it helps pay for an entire month's food for the nearly 800 people that the food pantry assists every month. And in addition to being a hugely successful fundraiser, it's also the social highlight of the year. So many people attend.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would say, even if you can't attend, consider buying a $10 ticket because it is such an easy way to help others and then really show support for the hundreds of volunteers who work hard to make this possible. This year's Empty Bowl Lunch is scheduled for this Wednesday, March 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Gateway Classic Cars. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, and I hope to see many of our listeners there.
Definitely.
Okay, hey, Nick, changing gears.
Okay.
Did you realize this is our 50th episode?
I did not. That's really cool. And hey, you look pretty good for 50.
Oh, wow. Shots fired, Nick. That's brutal. And just in time for that milestone, my boss, Debbie, realized last week that Facebook now supports podcasting. So what we've done is we have tied our podcast feed for the 618 Now to the Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. And this means that once we upload an episode, as we normally do, to our podcasting server, the episodes will automatically appear in the Chamber's Facebook feed. And this is huge because it means you no longer have to access the podcast through a separate app, which I know some people do.
Yeah.
As long as you follow the Chamber's Facebook page, it should automatically show up in your feed when you're scrolling. And I'm so happy that she found this because I'm proud of the fact that we have a lot of show supporters who aren't generally podcast listeners. So we might be the only show that they catch, you know, on a podcast.
Yeah.
But because they don't listen to other shows, they're not necessarily in a routine of opening up a podcast app and listening. So it still sort of falls on them to remember that they have to tune in. But now it's all integrated. So as you're scrolling through Facebook on your phone, you'll hopefully see the podcast in your feed. And what I'm saying is we're going to be even more ingrained in your daily life.
Exactly. The other cool thing is that Facebook allows you as a listener to clip audio from the podcast and share excerpts on your page. So if you're a Women's Club member, for example, and you want to share the segment from today about the Empty Bowl, you can do that all within Facebook.
That's right.
And it's already had quite the impact. Our downloads are up over 25% in the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
So, Jessica, what's on the calendar for this week besides Empty Bowl?
Thursday, March 10th at 6 p.m. is another Pub Table Historian at Bike Surgeon in downtown O'Fallon. O'Fallon's resident historian, Brian Keller, shares really interesting stories about our community's history, and that's going to start at 6 p.m., and I'll link to that in the show notes. And then two events you want to make sure is on your calendar. Vine Street Market, which is O'Fallon's downtown farmers market, is easing into this year's season, starting on Saturday, March 12th, with the first micro market. These micro markets are abbreviated versions of the regular season farmers markets. They will be held predominantly indoors unless the weather cooperates and decides to play nicely, and you can expect a lot of your favorite food vendors as well as some artisans dappled throughout. And it's going to be a great way to get back into eating fresh and local from our farmers and produce people that we know. So these start on Saturday, March 12th, and they will run from 9 until noon. And then the other event you'll want to track is the St. Patrick's Day Grub Crawl in the downtown district. It is scheduled for St. Patrick's Day, which is Thursday, March 17th from 5 until 8 p.m. There are quite a few downtown restaurants participating, and each one will be offering a different Irish dish for around $5, and then they'll have drink specials all evening. And if this is anything like that Christmas crawl, it's going to be really fun. The Chamber staff, we had a great time at that event. So mark your calendars if you're interested in getting out on St. Patrick's Day and supporting your favorite restaurants.
Sounds good. Well, on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.